Today on Real Life Radio.
God's goodness has upon my life has been honestly embarrassing. It's just crazy. Yeah, well, God did that for you. Hey, listen, I don't know what he's going to do in your life, but if you let him lead, it will be something awesome. And guess what? You will be the one most shocked and humbled at the same time when he does it.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack, now in a message called Stop, Part 2, continues his series called The Why Series. When we stop to look around us, the church in the U.S. is in danger of becoming powerless in our witness for Christ. We are showing signs of battle fatigue, if you will. And if we don't get refueled, well, we'll not only lose our focus, we'll have little effect on moving our country back to God. You see, we all know that the unexpected can happen pretty much any moment. But when we wait with confidence and expectancy on the Lord, we know that He'll give us the strength for any situation in which we find ourselves. Sudden tragedies, challenges, they won't exhaust us and they won't destroy us. We just need to stop and allow God to break the strongholds that so easily take control of our lives. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that when we get tired or worn out, we begin to think about ourselves more frequently. We drift off course and we lose sight of our Christian mission. But when we stop and wait upon the Lord, He will give us His strength for the work that lies ahead. And now in his message called Stop, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2 says, and I love this. Oh my goodness, we all need to hear this. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Did God say, if you pass through the waters? He says, when? He said, I thought you were going to encourage us tonight. I am encouraging you. You and I will go through the waters when you're going to think you're going to drown. When you think it's too much, the economic pressure or the relational issues or the craziness of life, God says, wait a minute, I'm going to be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God. Life, life, left, right, hook, jab, life. And God says, I got you. I got you in this. People intimidating you. Think about that. Companies, people, who doesn't matter in your life. Coworkers pressuring you. Go to these verses. Be strong. Don't give up. You're invincible in Christ. We need to remember that. Very, very important. I don't want to, this is four. If you guys, I don't know if you remember or not, but when we looked at the first three arguments, we saw this, and we'll run through that quick before we put an end to this. You guys, number one, if you remember, was for you and I to stop and know that God is present in our lives. That's what the believer does. We have to practice his presence. Number two, we're to stop and know he is in the impossible things of this life. God is in the impossible. Remember, we argued the fact that because things are impossible, there are things that become impossible, that argues for the existence of God when he says, I'll be in the impossible with you. I'll be there. The very fact that you and I are encountering something that is seeking to crush us or feels like it's going to crush us, God says, I'm there for you. I've got that. I'm in that. Important to know that. Thirdly, we saw to stop and to know is that he's going to be going with you. We talked about how God is going to be going with you all the way through life. And so when we come to this one about being invincible, it's one building upon another. Number five is this, to stop and know that he will define your success. This is so important. Christian, listen, God has said in his word, listen carefully, that he will define your success. Don't think I'm talking about anything material. Don't think I'm talking about anything of the carnal nature. I'm not. Again, Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. This is for your encouragement. Joshua 1, 7. God says, only be strong and very courageous. that you may observe to do according to all the law of Moses, which my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. In our day, he would say to us, read the Bible like it's a source of food and water, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, and do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What does that mean? Listen, this is what is so awesome, so glorious. Every single one of us who are believers tonight, who understand that God's desire is to fulfill, for example, this promise in Joshua, whatever you do in life, giving it to God. Look, you're walking with God. You're a follower of Christ. Whatever that thing is, God says, as you follow me, I'm going to make your way prosperous and successful. That doesn't mean money's going to fall down out of the sky. He's not talking about that. That whatever you put your hands to do, I'm going to bless you at it. Why? Because you're walking with me. Why would God put himself out like that? Why would God make himself vulnerable like that, so to speak? He's saying, I will honor always obedience to my word. I will never violate that rule. Look, the person who's religious sees the commandments of God as something that is really, really grievous and tough and restrictive. The person who knows the Lord personally sees his commandments as life. Because he loves you. And what he tells you is good for you. And when he says, you know what? You put my word before you every day. You seek me. And when you go out to do your life, I'm going to bless your life. You guys, we're not to apologize for that. Have you walked with God? Look, I mean, I would hope in this church, there's such a beautiful mix of age in this church. I would hope that when you see an older person like myself, if you're young today and you see somebody like me, and you ought to be able to come up and say, how has God treated you these last 45 years as being a Christian? Well, we just better just sit down. You better pull out a piece of paper. I'm serious. I can say that in my life. God's goodness has upon my life has been honestly embarrassing. Literally crazy. I look around church. I look around and I have to pinch myself in shock. My day, to me, I mean, you might not think anything about this, but to me, this is like incredibly amazing that the people who have poured into my life over the years, it's been incredible for me. I could pick up the phone and call people, and they're well-known people. How did that happen? Years of relationship, and it's just crazy. Yeah, well, God did that for you. Hey, listen. I remember 40 years ago being a brand new Christian thinking, wow, that's really great for them, but he'll never do that in my life. I don't know what he's going to do in your life, but if you let him lead, it will be something awesome. And guess what? You will be the one most shocked and humbled at the same time when he does it. You will not walk around saying, look what I did. Well, you know, I just pulled myself up by the bootstraps and made it happen. Nope. You know what we would say? By his grace, he has kept me along the way. Look, we all wander. Here's what you want to do. When you wander, make sure you get home by sunset. If you get off the track, here's what you want to do. You want to walk so close with God that when you get off track, he smacks you. Or I shouldn't say smack. Smack is later. Smack is if you don't respond to the first thing. The first thing is a tap. He'll just, Jack, and then Yes. What are you doing? You're right. Sorry. And then you go on. What you don't want to do is he taps you because you're off the course. Now you're off. Now you're into the. You're in the dirt and they're going through the weeds. And you're still. Your foot's still on the pedal. And there's fences going over the top of your car and ducks and cows and you're still like going. And he's going, excuse me. And he goes from tapping to smacking. God will do this to his kids. And he's so patient before he starts tapping. He's so patient before he starts smacking. You know what I mean by smack. You know what I mean. Someone's going to write me, my God's not a smacker. You know what I mean. Discipline. God disciplines his kids. Okay? That's what the Bible says. What you want to do is you keep those lane changes very minimal. You do that? You walk in the fear of the Lord? And the awe of God. Fear means the awe of God. How do you do that? Read his word. Meditate on it. When the Bible says in the book of Job, for example, when he takes the thunderbolt and he throws it at the earth, the Bible says he cuts a path for it to pass through. You ever seen those jagged things? You ever seen those thunderbolts, lightning bolts with high-speed cameras and you see it? God says, I did that. I just did like that with his finger. He says, I cause where there's no man, where there's no man, I cause the rain to fall and the seeds to sprout and the grass to grow so that the sheep and the goats have something to eat where no man sees. Think about God's faithfulness in the depths of the sea or on the Rocky Mountains. God's faithful. He's incredible. And you just walk with him. And he'll make your way successful in whatever he defines success for you. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. Psalm 1, 1 says blessed. The word blessed means well off. It's amazing. Well off, happy, well positioned is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, we need this today. There's a sermon right here, just right now here in this one. Stop listening to bad ideas. People, stop listening to somebody who you don't even know tell you what to do with your life. I don't care if it's from a fortune cookie to somebody on the internet. If they don't love you, don't listen to them. This is a wacky world, man. And the Bible says right now, stop listening to ungodly people. Nor stands in the path of sinners. Nor sits in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Listen to this. Here's what the blessed person experiences. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and wherever he goes, he shall what? Prosper. That's God's will for your life. Is that cool? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. Proverbs 1, 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding and to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity. Wow. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Listen, are you young tonight? Greatest thing you can do? Greatest thing you can do. I mean it. Please hear me. Greatest thing you can do is nurture and develop the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, knowledge. You have that because people listen. You have that, and whatever you add to your life, it will be awesome. But listen, you can seriously have, you can have 10 PhDs. You can be a doctor of anything and everything. If you don't have wisdom, you're a disaster. I in my family, We have a pretty well-known psychologist, authored books, tells people how to, high paid, tells people how to live their life, whose life is a total disaster. Absolute wreck, a total crash. Wouldn't listen to him if he told me where to go to buy a hot dog or a newspaper. I'm serious. It's like, no way. There's no way. Look, you can have it all up here and not know what to do with it. Wisdom takes what knowledge you do have and makes it happen. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. And here's the great thing. Knowledge, listen, knowledge coupled with God's gift of wisdom can transform your life forever. Amen. Well, my kid's going to go to USC. Doesn't mean a thing. Could be a very expensive disaster. Dead serious. Wisdom, wisdom. Our kids need wisdom. Listen, us oldies need wisdom. Everybody needs wisdom. God says in his word, I'll give you wisdom. Just ask. When's the last time you asked God for wisdom? Think about it. You get on your knees. Lord, give me wisdom. Wow. That's awesome. Number six, stop to know that he will, and I put it this way, hold the pain. He will hold the pain. When I say hold the pain, I mean hold it. Pain. Let me explain. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 6. Please let this bless you. We're almost done. 2 Corinthians 12, 6. For though I might desire to boast, says the Apostle Paul, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. In other words, God used my life big time, Paul the same, but I'm not going to be a fool about it. I will refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. Verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me. Paul had a physical illness, something that would not go away in his life. Listen to this. A messenger from Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. In other words, to keep him humble. Wow. Verse 8. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. But notice God's response. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Notice the connection. When there's weakness in our lives physically, you can look to the power of God to fill that weakness, to do what you cannot do, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul says, therefore, verse 10, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in my reproaches, in my needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Be encouraged. Are you weak? Oh, yes, let me enumerate them. Then let God be strong in those areas. You can't do it. God is saying, you can't do it. I'll do it for you. Number seven, stop to know his future is set in love. God's future for you is set by his love. His love binds you to his future. Proof, you know this verse already. You know this, but listen to it in context. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then, notice verse 12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. Please don't think that God says that, oh, he's got all these goodies for me, but he's like playing hide and seek. No, he's not. No, he's not. He won't do that. Come after me. Search after me. Pursue me. Isn't that great? I have this for you. And you go, oh, it's fantastic. Yes, a future and a hope. Who doesn't want that? We all want that. God says, good, listen, this is how you get it. Come get me. And I like to look at it this way. He allows me to get to it. And at the same time that I have it, he keeps going backwards. Backwards or forwards, you know what I'm talking about. Leads me to my finished end, to my completion. But I've got to go after him. And then Number eight, and we're done, is stop to know that he's our anchor of hope. Be encouraged. Psalm 31:24 says, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. Is your heart weak? Do you feel like someone has just absolutely punched you in the gut? You know, when you've, I don't know if all of you, I think all of us have, maybe not, but have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? Have you ever had that happen? Yeah. Right? I played football as a little kid, contact football, and it was brutal. It was awesome. I loved it, but I mean, you get the wind knocked out of you like every week. And the first time you get the wind knocked out of you, you actually think you're dying. You can't breathe. You can't get air. I mean, you're suffocating. And you're laying on the ground, and the coach grabs your pants because he's got to get your tummy to relax. And he's just looking, he's chewing his tobacco that my coach was. And he was saying, I mean, I can't tell you what he was saying, but I'm thinking, I'm dying, and he's talking so mean to me, and I'm dying here. But he knew I wasn't dying. You're gonna be all right, suck it up. We don't have time for this, you know. All those, it was great, but anyway. You believed them. And then the second time it happened, and then the fifth time it happened, you just knew you had to get through it, and you would get through it, and it hurts, but I'm going to live. Well, God says to you, I'm your anchor. I'm your sure place. And your emotions, I get it. Your emotions are saying, you can't do this anymore. I can't live with this woman one more day. I can't live with this man one more day, whatever it is. I can't take this job one more day, whatever it is. You've had the wind knocked out of you. And he says, I want to strengthen your heart. Why do you think the Bible says these things? Because we lose heart. Because we don't have courage. Maybe tonight you're just absolutely tired. I get it. God's final word to you tonight would be this, Psalm 46:10, be still and yada. The words yada, be still and yada, that I am God, yada. Be still and discover that whatever situation you're in, I am God. That's what the word know there is, yada in Hebrew. Be still and discover that in the situation that you are in, I am God. Isn't that great?
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in a message called Stop Part 2. We're so glad you took the time to be with us today. Stop Part 2 is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Why Series. It's a series that brings to light the foundation of human creation and why we exist in this world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Hey, how would you like to kick off the new year with an unforgettable journey? Well, January is right around the corner. And here's what we think is a really good idea, the one-year Bible. It's available for you today. Now, this unique design is really user-friendly because of the arrangement of Scripture, brings a fresh approach to each day's reading. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be reading a portion of the Old Testament, the New Testament, a psalm, and a proverb, and it's all designed to bring you through the Bible in 1 year. The one-year Bible also includes 2- and 3-year reading plans. The one-year Bible, it's ideal for your personal devotions, or you can bring the whole family in if you'd like. The New King James Version of the one-year Bible is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.